This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, maybe nobody mentioned it to you, but this has been Michigan China Week. Chinese officials and business people from six provinces have been visiting Detroit, Ann Arbor, and Grand Rapids. Here to talk a bit about the visit and trade with China is Brian Connors. He's the executive director of the Michigan China Innovation Center. Before we get to this week's visit, let's go over what's happened in the last year and a half. Chinese President Xi Jinping has been sounding much more nationalist. American President Donald Trump has been talking about tariffs on several Chinese imports. How close are we to an all-out trade war?
Well, it's a great question, and ultimately I think only the U.S. trade rep and his team who are leading the discussions can really testify to the latest of that. But certainly tensions are at an all-time high, Lester, so it's definitely we're at a very kind of precarious moment, both in terms of the trade relationship and also don't forget about our investment relationship with the failure to arrive at a bilateral investment treaty toward the end of the Obama administration and the cessation of those efforts by the Trump administration.
So what's this China Week actually amount to?
Michigan China Week, which is a first-time effort, is really an opportunity for us at the state level to showcase some of Michigan's greatest assets for a group of folks, partners, that we've kind of been building relationships with over the years back in China.
How many people are you talking about?
We had more than 150 folks come over from China for this. And of the 150, probably two-thirds of those were companies and mostly senior folks, decision-makers from companies. The remaining third would have been officials from the provincial or city level from various regions of China.
Tell me, how significant is this Michigan-Chinese trade connection?
Well, it's tremendously important for Michigan companies, to be sure. We export, obviously, billions of dollars in goods and services to other countries. China is our number three recipient of those goods and services. So behind Canada and Mexico, you know, China is an enormous export market for a lot of Michigan companies. And the other flip side of that coin is that Chinese companies, you know, much like German companies, Japanese companies, Korean companies before them, are coming to Michigan to create jobs here in terms of setting up factories or R&D centers, warehouses, and what have you. There are more than 6,500 Michigan jobs that are supported by these kinds of investments by Chinese companies.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has made trips to China. He's been pushing for greater trade ties with China. Now we have this visit to Michigan by these Chinese representatives. How can Chinese provinces and states like Michigan talk about trade agreements when there's so much uncertainty at the national level?
Well, we certainly do play a different role. I think you're right about that. You know, to some extent, we are just kind of waiting for to see how the environment will shape up. But at the same time, you know, the trade team of Trump's administration, they're not the ones that are out there doing the deals, and they're not the ones who have investments and plants in China. So the folks that we're talking to here at the state level are, in a practical sense, in some ways more involved with these issues on a day-to-day basis than some of those folks are. And it's a good reminder that those relationships are really rooted in these kinds of partnerships that happen between states, between regions of China, companies in China, and then ultimately also people to people between Chinese folks living in the regions over there and local people over here in Michigan. So we think we have something to bring to the conversation, too, in terms of what these cooperation efforts look like on the ground level.
I realize that a lot of these pitches back and forth are between business members, but in general, what is Michigan's elevator pitch to the Chinese delegation?
Well, it's easy to tell our story, given, you know, that Michigan has performed so well, I think, in recent years, going from an auto industry that some might characterize as having been a little bit complacent and resting on its laurels some decades ago. We now have a resurgent industry, huge amounts of expenditures and R&D, a terrific set of talent in Michigan. We have one of the greatest concentrations of technical talent and engineering talent anywhere in the world. And so for Chinese companies that are looking to do business in something like advanced manufacturing or Internet of Things, certainly everything automotive, we just have a very easy story to tell in some ways. And you can see it in the numbers. Michigan has dominated in terms of attracting investments in the automotive field from China. There's no other region that has the kind of presence from some of the big Chinese automakers or some of the big Chinese auto suppliers that we do here in Michigan.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the auto industry because China is saying, you know, we are going to start building a lot of automobiles and they're going to concentrate on electric vehicles, as I understand it. How does that affect this state with such a heavy reliance on automobiles?
It is true that you know, China has become a world leader in electric vehicles. They now are the biggest producer of electric vehicles. They have the world's largest market for electric vehicles. You know, to keep it in perspective, China sells somewhere north of 23 million units per year, where in North America we're more around 17 million units, something in that ballpark. And in China, maybe 1 million of those are electric vehicles. So the government is pushing this really hard over there. They have lots of subsidies in place at the federal level, or oftentimes at the provincial or city level, to encourage the purchase and production of electric vehicles. And so it's kind of a risk. You know, they're making a major bet on electric vehicles in China. They're trying to create the entire regulatory infrastructure, all the charging stations and everything, to make that a reality. So even though that market is being propped up heavily by the government and could not survive without those subsidies at this time, they're still producing these new technologies. And that does give them an edge in terms of those new technological breakthroughs and trying to bring some of these technologies to scale so that the price can come down.
As this Chinese delegation visited Detroit, Ann Arbor, and Grand Rapids, how well informed did they seem to be about Michigan business?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think people in China do have a lot of misperceptions about Michigan. You know, certainly the media environment over there is not as open as it could be, and that can lead, I think, to some pretty inaccurate information from time to time. And so they still have a perception that Detroit represents the Rust Belt, you know, represents industrial decline, and they come over here and we take them on a walking tour, you know, led by Quicken Loans, who has really, you know, transformed the downtown landscape with its investments and taken to some of our innovative infrastructure that we have here in terms of development and testing of driverless vehicles. And they're just blown away. You know, I think a lot of them walk out of here with a very different impression of our state. Frankly, a lot more interest in doing business here, you know, either by investing here or doing some kind of joint venture, trying to buy some more Michigan products. And we even had one gentleman say, hey, you know, I was going to send my kid to Boston University. I'm now looking at U of M in Ann Arbor after our visit there. So those are the kinds of, you know, impressions that we hope to leave on our visitors after they participate in something like Michigan China Week.
I'm really interested if either side said anything about President Xi's tougher China first or Trump's America first stances. Did they talk candidly about that?
I think, you know, the Chinese side, especially the officials, are cautious. Certainly, they have their own personal opinions on these matters, I think, as a lot of Americans do too. But it's really a stark difference between the two systems in terms of the way that we approach freedom of expression.
So I'm taking it you're saying there wasn't a candid conversation about this.
Well, you know, if your boss is Xi Jinping and you don't like something he's doing and you're Chinese, there's a limit to how candid you can be.
Right. Brian Connors is the executive director of the Michigan China Innovation Center. We've been talking about this week's visit by government and business delegations from six of Michigan's partner provinces in China. Hey, thanks for the update.
Yeah, thank you, Lester.